The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 11. This is letter number 3543. Baruch Hashem, Yitziv on Tovshin Tezva, Brooklyn. Harav HaChosid, with the title, Avram Tzvi Sheyichya HaKoyen. So I know actually this fellow, I mean, he lived in Yerushalayim, he was a Resh Koylul, he went to Kfar Chabad, he was a learned man. And actually his son that the Rebbe mentions in this letter is also a distinguished rabbi in Israel. And when I was there on Shalichas in 1975, his son, Asher Lemel, the Rebbe mentions him in the letter, was started a yeshiva katana, a yeshiva for younger students. And he was the head of that yeshiva, and he actually took me in to be an assistant over there with the students. So I had a very close relationship with him. So let's see what the Rebbe writes. Baruch Hashem, Yud Sivan Tovshin Tezvav. Yud Sivan Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn?
Brooklyn. Yeah, really.
Yeah. Harav HaChosid, Morena Rav Tzvi Sheikh Yaakoyin Sholom Vrocha. So the Rebbe says, after a long silence, he wrote to the Rebbe before asking why you don't make a bracha when you start putting on tefillin in the beginning, even though minors make brachas. And the Rebbe answered him that you don't, especially about tefillin, that you shouldn't make the bracha, as we read earlier. But the Rebbe says, after a long silence, it was pleasant to me to get your letter dated the 4th of Sivan, for the beginning of putting on tefillin of your son, Asher Lemel HaKoyin Sheyichya. So the Rebbe prays for him that it should be in a good and a successful hour, take place in an auspicious time, and let the Rebbe prays be fulfilled that which is said in the idea of the tefillin, as explained in Shulchan Aruch and the Tanya in the beginning of chapter 41. What is it explained? And that is actually the ultimate goal of the teaching of Chabad Chassidus, is that the tefillin is to get the mind dedicated to Hashem. That's why you put the tefillin on the hand. And on the heart, to dedicate your heart and mind to Hashem. And that is the ultimate goal of Chassidus, is to dedicate your heart and mind to Hashem. That's what Chabad is, as explained over there in the Tanya in the Shulchan Aruch. Then he also tells the Rebbe that he started to giving a shir in the yeshiva. And I'm assuming that this is in the yeshiva, the Chabad of Chitmim, because he ended up, even though they came from Yerushalayim, but they ended up in Kfar Chabad. In this case, the yeshiva, maybe he used to teach in another Hasidic yeshiva. I mean, he came close to Chabad, but he used to teach in a different yeshiva in the by the Toldos Aaron. And he actually, Chassidus told us, this is probably, later on he came to Kfar Chabad as a Rosh Kollel, but when the Rebbe writes here about teaching in the yeshiva, the Rebbe talks about the other yeshiva, the non-Chabad yeshiva. But the Rebbe says, may God grant you to influence in his students. The Rebbe uses the language, the Torah that Moshe placed. So the word "som" also is the same meaning as "sam." "Sam" is a drug. The Torah is a drug, actually, a drug for life, as explained in the Gemara in Yoma in Beis Albeis. It's more than just learning; it actually invigorates, becomes a samchaim. So Moshe. So how does the Torah become, Torah is teaching, is knowledge, but that is through the service in fear and love, tchilo ruchimo, the fear and love, then the effort of Torah goes up before Hashem. as explained in many places, and in Tanya, amongst them in Tanya, the beginning of chapter 40, the blessing. So the Rebbe wants him not just to teach over there, but also to teach in a way which they're going to be inspired, it's going to be elevated, it's going to become in a high level, and the Rebbe wishes him success to teach them. So Moshe to become a Sam Chaim and congratulates him for the beginning of putting on tefillin of his son Osher Lemuel HaKoyen. And then this Osher Lemuel HaKoyen, one of his kids, they're all over the world, they're in the Ukraine and in Kazakhstan, they're over there in where the Rebbe's father was exiled to one of his sons. One of his sons is a musician, plays at weddings in Crown Heights, so he's going over the extensive family, had a lot of kids, but this Osher Lemuel, but this is the time that he started putting on tefillin, that the Rebbe gives him this blessing.